John 17:17-19. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have also sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. As long as believers live in the world, they will be going against the flow of this present world system one way or another. It is inevitable. We will experience pressures, adversities, problems, opportunities to sin, temptations and struggles. But in all these things, because Jesus overcame the world and by faith lives in us, we too are as he is, overcomers. If Jesus had not overcome the world, we would not overcome the world. Because he did, we can, which is always the case. Because Jesus did, we do, and we can. Because Jesus knelt, Luke 22:41, we can kneel in righteousness. John 14:18, Jesus said, I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you. That means God will not allow this to happen to us. He will not allow us to be made orphans. And if God said something will not be allowed, we must trust him that he means what he says. God does not jest. Jesus was a straight shooter and was not vague. That is an example of good boundaries. Because Jesus had good boundaries, we can have good boundaries too. Because Jesus denied the world and all its attractions, rumoring, murmuring, judgment, condemnation, and lust, we can deny the world's entrance into our lives also. Jesus set the precedence for us to the uttermost without fail. Because Jesus loved us, we are able to love him. Because he was free, we can be free also. No one must remain a slave to bad character and death. So here's a very good discussion topic. Do you think God will allow into heaven those who do not love him? Do we love Jesus and really, really, truly desire to possess him who died and rose again for us? What does your conscience say? The unvarnished truth, please. Often believers in Christ are shocked when a prominent Christian or well-known minister is caught in some moral failure of some sort. Even people who know the truth can fall into disrepute if they have not allowed the love of God to take root in their lives and have lost their appetite for Jesus. If we are not careful, we can compartmentalize the truth and not allow God's authenticity and veracity to penetrate us at the core of our being. We can have head knowledge of the Word and not heart knowledge. And I'll say it again, it just amazes me the people that go into seminary and come out on the other side and they have a head full of Bible, but somehow they have missed the Father's heart. Sanctification is when the burning reality of God's cleansing truth is allowed into every single room and compartment of our lives. Did you get that? Sanctification is when the burning reality of God's cleansing truth is allowed into every single room and compartment in our lives. In other words, we do not have any secret rooms where we have shut out the Lord. No. After all, it isn't as though God does not see, for there is nothing his eyes have somehow missed. We do not serve a partially blind king, or a king who has some sort of macular degeneration. He is all-seeing, so open your doors. Tell him what's really on your mind. Ask him the hard questions. Rest assured, he'll welcome the discussion. A silent doubt never gets answered. Say that again. A silent doubt never gets answered. Ask him, what have you got to lose? Put a voice to it. Sometimes our ears need to hear what our mouth says. So speak up. God's ears are open. Because Jesus was an overcomer, we can be overcomers too. Actually, the Lord said we are more than conquerors in Romans 6:37. We just have to put it in motion. Inner freedom is often only a conversation with God away. And we're going to just have a little talk with Jesus and tell him all about our troubles. And he'll hear our faintest cry, and he'll answer by and by, guaranteed. Feel a little prayer wheel turning, and know a little fire is burning. Have a little talk with Jesus, makes it right. Thanks for listening. I'm Social Porter for Living in His Name Ministries.